Well, welcome to the Old Testament reading of Scripture. This week it comes from Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 15. This is about a son that was promised to Sarah. New Living Translation says this: The Lord appeared again to Abram, or Abraham, while he was camped near the oak grove belonging to Mamre. And one day about noon, as Abram was sitting at the entrance of his tent, he suddenly noticed three men standing nearby. He got up and he ran to meet them, and he welcomed them by bowing low to the ground. "My lord," he said, "if it pleases you, stop here for a while. Rest in the shade of this tree while my servants get some water to wash your feet. Let me prepare some food to refresh you. Please stay a while before continuing on your journey." "All right," they said. "Do as you have said." So Abram ran back to the tent and said to Sarah, "Quick, get three measures of your best flour and bake some bread." Then Abram ran out to the herd and chose a fat calf and told the servant to hurry and butcher it. When the food was ready, he took some cheese curds and milk and the roasted meat, and he served it to the men. As they ate, Abram waited on them beneath the trees. "Where is Sarah, your wife?" they asked him.
In the tent," Abraham replied. And then one of them said, "About this time next year, I'll return and your wife Sarah will have a son."
Now, Sarah was listening to this conversation from the nearby tent. And since Abram and Sarah were both very old, and Sarah was long past the age of having children, she laughed silently to herself. "How could a worn-out woman like me have a baby?" she thought. "And when my master, my husband, he is also old." Then the Lord said to Abram, "Why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say, 'Can an old woman like me have a baby?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? About 1 year from now, just as I told you, I will return and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she denied that she had laughed. But he said, "This is not true. You did laugh." May God add the blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word in Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 15. Have a wonderful day.